Hello, and welcome to Tech Access Daily Tips, twishort.com. Hi, everyone, and welcome to today's tip. I recently had to answer a question from somebody who wanted to know if there were ways to post tweets longer than 140 characters or to link documents with tweets on the web. I tried using several services, one of which in particular broke long paragraphs into tweets of 140 characters. It kept putting little ellipses in there, so you had to go one after another and read the tweets. Other services post a portion of what you have said and then give you a URL to the rest of your post, the part that goes beyond the 140 character limit. I tried a couple of these, and the one that I prefer is called TWI Short. Twish Short? I almost wish they'd put a T in there or called it Tweet Short. But to get to it, well, let's just go to it and see what it is. Opening Googling up my web browser, virtual. You're going to go to
navigation.
http://twishort.com. Twish Short.
Twish Short Mozilla Firefox. Visited link graphic Twish Short text. Visited link home. Visited link graphic Twish Short text to Twitter. Visited link home. Link sign out. Hi, Ta Weekly.
Of course, it remembered me from last time. I can always sign out and sign back in again. Let's
link
do that
out.
So I can show you how to sign in.
Sign out link.
It's
Twitter Mozilla Firefox.
It.
Sign
there
out heading
go.
Level 1. 4 frames right. Link sign in with Twitter. Heading level 1 right more than 140 chars on Twitter with Twitter.
It takes you there, which is at
link.
The top of the
graphic
page Twitter. Underneath the graphic.
Heading level link sign in with Twitter.
You can sign in with Twitter.
No sign up required.
You don't have to sign up for it.
Link about. Link API. Plus one frame. Click here to publicly plus one.
Man,
this is Aaron Baker.
I really want to plus
two
one
plus
this
one
with Google Plus.
Like this content alike. One unlike. Like this content on Facebook.
I don't care about liking
like
it on Facebook. And that's all that you have here.
Twitter.
So I'm going to sign in with Twitter. I'm going to sign in with
sign
Twitter.
In with Twitter
there
link.
Is a
Twitter,
link
Mozilla
there.
Firefox. Twitter, Mozilla Firefox. Frame, Twitter.
And it takes you to the Twitter, the place in Twitter where you can authorize apps to use your Twitter account to do stuff.
Sign in to Twitter username or email edit required invalid entry.
Username and or email. I am going to sign in with
required.
TA underscore, whoops.
A, blank.
Weekly.
Password, password, edit.
And
required.
Then put in the password.
Forgot your password, link. Sign in to Twitter using your account, sign in button. Twitter's alert, Firefox prevented this page from automatically redirecting to another with allow button, alt plus A. Browser tabs, toolbar, Twitter frame. Click here to publicly plus one. This is Aaron Baker at Twitter.
I don't want
to
do that.
Visited link graphic Twitter text. Visited link home. Link sign out. Hi, Ta Weekly.
Okay, it says hello.
Write more than 140 chars on Twitter. Copyright, clickable.
Gives you the copyright.
Write your text here. Blank.
Let's see. Okay, and I typed all this whole string of nonsense. And
fast and yesterday's podcast was podcast number 6, which talked a lot about different things happening in the mainstream and accessibility communities respectively. We also discussed such fascinating subjects as spontaneous combustion. The podcast somehow ran for over an hour without us realizing it. That's why it's called a podcast of indeterminate length.
So you can go up to the top of the little form field and edit and read over it and correct your spelling mistakes and all that sort of thing.
Without us realizing
now,
it.
Now you get out of the form field, of course, by doing a tab key, and it takes you to tweet automatically the tweet button.
Edit tweet clickable.
But you can edit your tweet.
Edit tweet click HTTP happening in the mainstream.
See, because here's your tweet.
Yesterday's podcast.
You have to go up just a wee bit. It'll take you to the tweet button automatically, but if you hit up arrow a couple times, you'll get to the edit tweet, little clickable thing. And then if you keep arrowing up, you'll get into the edit field. If you go to the top of that form field, you'll see the tweet that's going to be quote or tweeted.
Yesterday's podcast was podcast number 6, which talked a lot about different things happening in the mainstream. Happening in the mainstream.
And you really don't want that happening in the mainstream. A, the reason it does that is because it gets in as much of your text as possible before putting in a URL that shortens. It's a shortened URL that will take someone who clicks on it to the rest of your text. Now,
virtual PC,
how do I edit this?
Edit tweet clickable.
I'm going to click on the little clickable that says edit tweet. You need to find it, and I press spacebar on these, and it usually always works. Edit that tweet.
HTTP happening in the mainstream. A, blank, A, main, the, in, happening.
Let's just take
in,
out
space.
Everything beyond happening.
M, blank.
Put a period. Okay.
HTTP/twisher.com/tweet. What is this? K, Cancel editing clickable.
You can cancel your editing.
Tweet button.
And then you can tweet it.
List of one items. This is a test of Twitter, a service which allows you to post tweets longer than 140 characters. There are many such services available. Boo. Link 6:28 a.m. Sept 29th.
That's the last tweet I posted with this application. And I actually did edit that one.
Via web. List end. Link graphic ta weekly link ta weekly.
It shows you where you posted it. And so I can post that tweet.
Click here to publicly plus one. This is Aaron Baker.
I don't want
to
do that.
Twitchert.
Where's that button?
Tweet button.
I can tweet that if I really wanted to. And what it would do is it would put a URL on the end of it and shorten it, you know, a shortened URL. Right now it does use Twitter's URL shortener, TCO. And someone could click on that URL, the browser would open, and you could read the rest of the post. I'm not going to do that because I actually did one a little bit earlier as a test, and people don't need to be flooded with these. I will say that some people consider this poor Twitter etiquette. The premise of Twitter is do things in 140 characters or else. You know, because some people don't like to have to read more. You can also paste text, I believe, from like Notepad or something if you want to copy it and then paste it in there. I'm not sure if this service has restrictions on the amount of characters that can be in the text. This one doesn't seem to have a restriction. Some of these services, you can only do 280 characters. Some services allow only 140, but they'll take characters and like abbreviate. They'll take words and abbreviate them into common SMS. SMS abbreviations, which I find extraordinarily annoying. But you can find these kinds of things on Google if you just do a search. So this is Twishort, and I hope you enjoy it. Twishort.com. It is really simple as that. Thank you very much for listening, and I will see you next time. You can contact the show in one of the following ways. Visit our website, techaccessweekly.com. Follow us on Twitter, TA_weekly. Send us email, techaccessweekly@gmail.com. Leave a voice comment, 260-227-5829.